Blog Talk Radio.
Lula, Lula, honey. Lula, 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 Lula. Lula, li, lula, why washing her lay? Why chuan run lay? Sha nai ping an her shin. Sha nai ping an her shin. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. How. Thank you. Happy New Year. Welcome to today's and this week's Blog Talk Radio show. This is Master Mirva Inkeri. I am so happy and delighted to be here with you to start 2017 off. Here in Sydney, Australia, it's already Monday, the 2nd of January. I know that for many of you, it is already... It's only the 1st of January. So here it is the second day. The first 12 days of the year are important for the year. Pause for a moment to consider this year for you. Pause to reflect and assess. Just pause to take a pause. So often we do not remember to pause. To pause is often following nature's way. At this very moment, I am outdoors. You may hear the crickets, you may hear birds, you may hear other people walking past, and so forth. That's okay. That's following nature's way, allowing life to unfold around us, however it is going to do that. So very often, we try to control people, places, and situations. And very often, we try to control what is beyond our control. There is an illusion that somehow we can control. So So to allow life to unfold following nature's way is one of the greatest gifts. When we are sick, that we allow ourselves to rest. When there's a lot of things that need done, when there is an urgency, a real urgency of something needing done, then it is the agility and the ability to shift and move quickly, swiftly, rapidly to do what needs to be done. This is yin and yang in life, the ebb and flow. Very often we think we're flowing with life, but instead we are reacting to life without realizing that if we pause, take stock, or witness what is happening, we could actually be more responsive rather than reactive, and we could actually take some real control back of a situation or of our lives in a real way, as opposed to that illusion that helps us to control things and people, situations beyond our control. When we step back, take stock, pause, and witness, we see things differently. We can hear things differently. We observe and witness what we wouldn't perhaps if we were in a hurry, rushing around, doing what we think needs to be done. So just now, take a deep breath in and allow life to fill you, that breath of life to fill you. What do you notice? What do you observe? Close your eyes. There's a bird that is accompanying me that you may hear. Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes. And literally allow the wind to naturally soothe you. The wind that you may hear is not a cold wind. It's a very pleasant wind. It is cooling, calming wind. And it literally is so as I'm experiencing it on this rather hot day. Take another breath in. Relax. Sigh out. Keep your eyes closed. Focus internal. I will offer you a brief soul song blessing for you to be able to pause, witness, and step back to gain perspective for yourself for the year. Close your eyes, breathe in, open your heart and soul to receive the soul song blessing. However it is appropriate for you at this time for your highest divine good. Inhale. Allowing the wind to soothe you. Ah, Observe how you are feeling. For us to be able to gain perspective and to create a vision, we often feel that we need, and it is a very real feeling, that we need way more than just these few minutes. That's okay. This is just a taster. This is just to remind you of what you can do for yourself. Now I wish to share a tool with you. It's a tool, but it's a practice and it's a technique that Master Shah shares in his book called Power of the Soul. It truly, literally is a technique from the soul, using the power of your own very own soul. So you need nothing external for this. You have everything at your fingertips available to you. All the resources are within you to do this. Think about a relationship. Many people have challenges with relationships. So choose a relationship that perhaps is challenging for you, maybe even painful. Maybe there is some hurt. Maybe you have some expectations of the other person. Maybe you desire something from this person. So choose a relationship that you wish to have somehow better, somehow different. Your own beloved body soul is the soul in charge of your mind and your body. Your body soul carries infinite wisdom, experience, and knowledge from all of your lifetimes. It is in charge at this time we call the soul light era. We've come from the era of mind over matter and are in the soul over matter era, which is why the soul is the boss. So your soul is the boss. Your body soul is in charge of the soul of your heart as well as the soul of your mind. Yes, both your heart and your mind have their own souls. Master Shah's teaching, everything and anything has a soul. It's a founding principle. The second principle is that when you heal and transform the soul first, the mind and the body will follow. This is how the soul is the boss. So the soul of your own beloved being, your body soul, is the soul in charge of your mind and of your heart. So we're going to apply a technique now where we apply the power of your soul to transform your relationship with this person. Many people desire the other person to change. This is part of the trying to control things that are beyond our control. We can only change ourselves ever. It is an illusion that we would have any ability to change another person. So we are going to send an order for my beloved soul. So now sit up straight if you're able. Close your eyes. Place your one hand, left hand on your navel. Place your right hand on your heart. Inhale. Exhale, relax and open your heart and soul. This is body power. Mind power is to visualize a golden light in your heart, or purple light, crystal light, what rainbow light, whatever color light works for you. Soul power is to say hello. Repeat after me. Dear my beloved body soul, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please send an order now to my mind, to my heart, to transform my relationship with the name, the person. Then we activate this order by repeating the following sentence like a mantra. I'm going to say it once, and then I'm going to lead you into 3 minutes of practice for you to repeat this sentence also. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with and the name of the person. So now repeat this with me. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders, say it with passion, my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. With, mean it with every fiber of your being. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body soul orders my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. My body shall order my heart and mind to transform my relationship with. And one time silently. And then to close the practice, we say, how, how, how. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank our beloved body soul. We thank our heart. We thank our mind. We thank the divine and all the souls who helped us with this practice. Now observe how you are feeling. You may not feel any different. You may feel a big shift or relief. Or you may feel something in between. It doesn't matter what your experience is. What you are starting to change is the message about this relationship on a soul level. Remember, the soul is the boss. That is the highest level. When you transform the soul first, the mind and the body will follow. If your relationship with this person has been difficult for some time, perhaps many years, it will take more than this 3-minute practice to make a noticeable difference, change. The more difficult the situation is, the more you need to practice this, the longer you need to do this. Repeat this for 3 to 5 minutes at a time, 3 to 5 times a day. Maybe you do this over the period of 3 weeks, 21 days. This is one practice, one piece of soul wisdom. I will share with you today how you can create a new vision, new direction for you for the new year. If only all of us had loving, harmonious relationships, this world would be a very different place. So everybody can benefit from more loving, harmonious, and peaceful relationships. In a workshop on January 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday, which you can join via live webcast from anywhere around the world, or you can come to Crow's Nest here in Sydney and join us in person. We will do much, much more, aligning our soul, heart, mind, and body so that we can align our lives, our physical journey, with our soul. and in this way have a deeper meaning, purpose, and vision for the journey ahead for the year that is purposeful, sustainable, and solid, yet joyous. So I invite you to join me for this weekend to explore the power of your soul much more deeply, much more fully. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Love you, love you, love you.